Van Cliburn became an instant celebrity in 1958 after winning the Tchaikovsky International Competition in Moscow. It caused a sensation for an American to win a Russian competition during that tense standoff between the United States and the Soviet Union, known as the Cold War. Van Cliburn's triumph in the competition was celebrated not only by Americans, but by Russians. New York Times correspondent Max Frankel covered the competition and later wrote that the Soviet public celebrated Cliburn not only for his artistry, but for his nationality. Affection for him was a safe expression of affection for America. Van Cliburn won the competition on the strength of his performance of Tchaikovsky's Concerto No. 1. When he returned to the U.S., RCA Records released Cliburn's debut album, which contained the prize-winning work. The LP earned him a Grammy Award and sold more than 1 million copies, making Van Cliburn the first American artist to achieve platinum status with a debut release. Van Cliburn demonstrated his profound love of the music that he performed, but felt its popularity went beyond his technical abilities.
If you take a great piece of music into your heart, you take it for its great spiritual value. And when you look at a wonderful piece of music, even though it may enjoy popularity, if you examine its pages very carefully, you will find the reason, and it will always be a very good reason why it is popular.
Born in Shreveport, Louisiana on July 12, 1934, Van Cliburn began studying piano at age 3 with his mother, herself a talented pianist. Cliburn made his orchestral debut at age 12 with the Houston Symphony and 5 years later earned a scholarship to New York's prestigious Juilliard School. Following graduation, he spent several years performing with various major symphony orchestras, which led to his participation in Moscow's first international Tchaikovsky competition. Cliburn brought to his performance not only great musicianship and tremendous technical skill, but a determination to please his audience.
You always want to play well. You're always hoping to play well. And if you don't play well, you are the unhappiest person. So you want to please your audience, and you hope that you're being true to the music and also true to those who want to hear you.
Van Cliburn dedicated many years of his life to helping aspiring young artists by creating scholarship programs at schools and universities throughout the world. In 1962, he established the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition in Fort Worth, Texas. Over the years, that competition has enhanced the careers of numerous developing musicians.
Well, it's been so interesting to see the young people come and they meet each other and have friendships and musical correspondences that just really are very exciting. And it's like the same feeling I had when I went to Russia in 1958. The warmth and camaraderie is carried through all through the years.
Critics praise Cliburn throughout his long career for his outstanding technical prowess and sense of lyrical romanticism. The humble virtuoso offered much of the credit for his success to his peers.
One of the things that has always been an inspiration to me is to go to a concert and be thrilled and to be inspired by another person's successful concert. We're all so dependent on another person's success.
Van Cliburn found it difficult to balance his personal life with the demands of constant touring. In the mid-1970s, he abandoned the spotlight, but after 11 years off the stage, he began performing rare concert appearances and toured extensively in the 1990s. Van Cliburn was the recipient of some of the nation's highest honors, including a Kennedy Center honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the National Medal of Arts, and a Grammy Award for Lifetime Achievement. Cliburn's last appearance was in September at the 50th anniversary of the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. Van Cliburn died Wednesday morning in Fort Worth, Texas. He was 78. I'm Catherine Cole.